This is The Spark. I'm Martha Woodrue. Broadway's April Moore has always wanted to change the world. She worked for Ralph Nader right out of college, and since then, April's done mostly public interest work, fighting the good fight for both people and the environment with her pen and her editing skills. Let's go back to your very opening sentence where you said you've always wanted to change the world.
Yes.
That means different things to different people. What does it mean to you?
Well, I get charged up when I read about injustice or read about things not being the way they should be, or I see evidence that they're amiss. That combined with my great love of nature, and we're really trashing our planet. In just a few generations, we have really been making a terrible mess of things, and it's accelerating, and we really have to act. So I've got the passion, I love the earth, and I'm a doer by nature. I organize, and it's a fit, shall we say.
When do you remember thinking we're ruining our planet? When did you figure that out?
I graduated from high school in 1970, and that was the year that the EPA was founded. It was the first Earth Day, and I remember my senior year in high school, I just felt this kind of excitement that there was this attention being paid to the environment. I mean, I don't know that I ever even thought of the term environmentalist, so I just thought, oh, the EPA, that's great. And then in the next couple of years, we had, unfortunately, what is like the best of our environmental legislation. We haven't equaled that since. The Clean Water Act, Clean Air Act, the Endangered Species Act, on those first few years, and we're still kind of living off of those, so to speak.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now.
It's easy to talk and lament, but we have to act.
And what happens when you say that to people? What's your experience?
I guess I've learned to tone it down a little, although I don't feel especially toned down right now. But I think sometimes people want to run away. So if somebody's saying, well, you should be doing this, you should be doing that. So I try not to do that. But I also try to let people know what I care about, what motivates me. I recently got arrested for nonviolent civil disobedience in front of the White House in an action related to climate change. And I've found that just telling people about that, some people have told me that it's caused them to think a little bit about it, or think more about, well, what can they do in their own lives? Or
now, tell me about that.
Well, as you know, I'm not young. I'm 61, and I've joined an organization called 50 Over 50. And this is an organization of people over 50. And the idea is to get at least 50 such people in each state, 50 states, who are at a point in their lives and where they can take strong action, civil disobedience. They can get arrested. We're at a point in our lives where we're not raising our children. A lot of us are not working, so we can take risks. We can get arrested for what we believe in and make a statement and try to get the word out there about climate change and how we really don't have much time to act. And even if we act vigorously right now, it's going to be much worse in the future than it is today. I mean, we have to act for the sake of our children and grandchildren. I sort of feel like I owe it to them. I've had a great life. I kind of think of our generation as having the peak of everything, to be middle-class American at this time of life. I mean, we grew up in a prosperous, free land of plenty, and things are changing rapidly.
For the past 5 years, April Moore has channeled her love of nature and her activism into a website she calls The Earth Connection. You've been doing your website for 5 years. Mm-hmm. What are your hopes?
Oh, I hope that more people will read it and comment. And I would also love for people to send me pieces that they've written or information, or tell me about interesting articles that they've read that they think might be good on the website. I sometimes post other people's work, and of course I give credit for it, but I like doing that. And I look forward to my own deepening further as the website has been part of, has been a major element in my deepening and my love for nature. I didn't really expect that. You know, I wanted to just have I wanted to have a creative expression. I wanted to share it with people. I wanted people to respond. But it's really taken me deeper as well.
back to the teenager who went to change the world, do you have any hopes for the website contributing to the changing of the world?
In small ways. Mm-hmm. In small ways. People read it. It's hard to know how anybody else is affected by what they read. We all try to plant seeds. I find myself increasingly drawn to post pieces about climate change, which I do, as I said, see as a real emergency that we're facing, the greatest that humanity has ever had to face. So maybe that will get more people thinking that that's very serious and that they want to try to be active in doing something to turn it around or educating others.
Of course I asked April Moore to read from The Earth Connection, the post of her choice.
It's called I Did Not Know, and I was just doing some musing about, well, why do I love nature so much? I had a student once, she was this dear little fourth grader, she said, Miss Moore, why do you like nature so much? And I thought, oh, well, I was kind of caught. I don't know, remember what I answered, but it was, you know, the question stayed with me.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I thought, well, did I always love nature? And I thought, well, as a kid, I was pretty unconscious. I mean, I played like outdoors like all kids, but I wasn't thinking, oh, I love nature. I was just playing outside. And so I kind of just tried to think about how it all started. And so I gave it some thought, and here's what I came up with. When I was a child, I did not know how much I loved the world. I did not know how much I loved the sweet scent of lilac as I roller skated around and around the block, past our neighbor's hedge again and again. I did not know how much I loved the way the sun made the quilt hot as I lay on it eating grapes on lazy summer afternoons. I did not know how much I loved making the snapdragons in our neighbor's garden talk. I did not know how much I loved the early morning chorus of meadowlarks as they perched on phone wires near our house. I did not know how much I loved watching maple seed helicopters twirl perfectly around and around as they fell to the ground. All these things, and so many more, I took for granted. Does a fish love the water that makes its life possible? Because the natural world was always there, whether I was paying attention or not, I could afford to be careless in my love, to enjoy these wonders thoughtlessly when I wasn't doing something else. Now that I am 60 years old, there is nothing careless about my love for the natural world. I love it deeply, fiercely. With each passing year, it seems, my heart opens more. I notice more. I love more. For example, I have recently been overtaken by an intense love for birds. I listen. I watch. I marvel. How I love them. And I worry about them. No matter how much joy and delight I take in the natural world around me, there always lurks the painful knowledge that the planet's well-being, and ours as well, is ebbing away. So much of what I love is being lost. I sometimes wonder if I would love nature so much if the facts of global warming, habitat destruction, and the fouling of water and air did not exist. Would I continue in my childlike, careless enjoyment of the earth as my playground? Or would I love it deeply, as achingly as I do now? The answer is unknowable. But what I do know is that my ability to love the world around me is deepening with age. Maybe when I am 80, I will realize that I love the earth more than I did at 60. Time will tell. Georgia O'Keeffe said, and I just saw this mountain recently. We were in New Mexico, the Pedernal. It's a big butte. And Georgia O'Keeffe loved it, and she said to somebody, God told me that if I painted the Pedernal enough times, he would give it to me. So she has many paintings of the Pedernal. So sometimes when I'm in the woods and I'm enjoying a bird, I just the other day I was watching this bird, and its throat was just throbbing as it was singing, you know, and I'm loving it, and I'm thinking, will my love help these birds that are in decline? If I love them enough, will that help them? And a wise woman I know once said, of course, our love really does make a difference. And I like to think that it does too. And for me, love combined with action feels like the way to go.
Links to some other of April Moore's favorite posts are on the Spark page at WMRA.org.